You're listening to SBS News.
Wallabies coach Michael Checker resigned from his post in the wake of Australia's quarter-final loss to England at the Rugby Union World Cup.
Cross to Hooper, intercepted though by Watson. England through to the semi-finals.
Australia went down to England for a seventh straight time, crashing to a 24-point loss, its worst in World Cup history and the first time in 12 years Australia has failed to progress beyond the quarter-finals. Despite the result, Checker says he ends his tenure with no regrets.
Over the 5 years I've been in charge, I've loved it. You know, loved every minute of it, so no emotional toll. No, obviously sadness when you lose, but none of that, I'm no drama queen, you know what I mean? I love it, the ups and downs, and that's the way she rolls.
England will face New Zealand in the first semi-final after the All Blacks thrashed Ireland 46-14, while France's World Cup dreams came to an end at the hands of Wales. After trailing for 75 minutes, the Welsh stole the match with a late try to substitute Ross Moriarty, claiming a one-point victory. In the NBL, Melbourne United lost a thrilling grand final rematch against the Perth Wildcats, a three-point basket from Bryce Cotton in the final seconds, stealing the win.
Seconds wind down, seven left. The shake and bake on Trimble. And he banks it in, if you don't mind. If you don't mind, he banks it. Another classic. And he gives them the wave goodbye.
Cotton finished with 27 points in a man-of-the-match performance. Teenage star LaMelo Ball continues to impress. The 18-year-old helped draw a crowd in excess of 10,000 in his first visit to Melbourne. New franchise the South East Melbourne Phoenix proved too strong for Ball's Illawarra Hawks, becoming the first new franchise in NBL history to record three straight wins. The Sydney Kings maintained their unbeaten start to the season with a 10-point win over the Breakers in New Zealand, while the Adelaide 36ers defeated the Brisbane Bullets. In English Premier League action, Manchester City closed the gap to leaders Liverpool with a win at Crystal Palace, while Leicester and Chelsea moved into third and fourth spots respectively with home wins over Burnley and Newcastle. Socceroos star Aaron Moy was sent off for the first time in his career in the first half of Brighton's match against Aston Villa.
Rise the challenge, Grealish. Oh, that was a silly challenge from a man who's already been booked. Silly, silly, silly. It ends his Saturday afternoon.
Moy was dismissed following two yellow card offences in quick succession. It proved costly for Brighton as Aston Villa scored an injury time winner in his absence.
Grealish weaves inside. Great ball to target. Target! Unbelievable! 10 seconds of the promised additional time remaining and he gets the most dramatic of winning goals.
Elsewhere in London, two teams refused to finish an FA Cup tie due to racist abuse from fans. Yeovil Town supporters allegedly abused several Haringey Town players, prompting both sides to walk off. They later re-entered the pitch in a show of solidarity. Yeovil Town manager Darren Sahl explained how the decision came about.
Once I was able to communicate with the coach, the manager, I just thought that this decision should be a decision far more important than any game of football or any outcome or any scoreline.
The incident is now under investigation by the English Football Association. In netball, New Zealand have set up a winner-takes-all Constellation Cup finale next weekend after a dramatic one-goal win against Australia in Sydney. The Silver Ferns can win the Constellation Cup for just the second time if they prevail in Perth next Sunday. Australia took out the inaugural World Cup Nines Rugby League tournament, defeating New Zealand in the final. Parramatta Eels halfback Mitch Moses was the hero for Australia, scoring a hat-trick of tries in the final and claiming Man of the Tournament honours.
Oh, it means a lot. For me to get this chance to play alongside these top of players, these world-class players, was something special and something I'll be grateful and hopefully there's more to come.
The Kiwi Ferns claimed victory in the women's tournament, a late try by Nita Maynard setting up victory against the Australian Gillaroos.
And it's all over on a day of upsets. This might be the biggest of them all. The Kiwi Ferns have won the Women's World Cup Nines.
In motorsport, Team Penske was hit with $250,000 fine for asking Fabian Coulthard to drive slowly behind a safety car during the Bathurst 1000. Coulthard was relegated to last place for the incident after finishing sixth on the day. His Ford teammates Scott McLaughlin and Alex Prima retained their victory despite the incident helping them clinch it. And in horse racing, Chris Waller trained Yes, Yes, Yes took out the third running of the world's richest turf race, the Everest, at Randwick in Sydney.
Yes, Yes, Yes takes the lead. Centre of the lead is charging at the end. Yes, Yes, Yes wins the Everest.
The race comes with a $14 million prize pool, $6 million of which goes to the winner. In Melbourne, Japanese horse Mer de Glace took out the $5 million Caulfield Cup. Protesters turned out at both venues to demonstrate following revelations about abusive treatment and killing of retired horses in abattoirs. Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.